August 28, the relief of physical needs. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light has sprung up. Matthew 4:16. There are many now in the shadow of death who need to be instructed in the truths of the gospel. Nearly the whole world is lying in wickedness. To every believer in Christ, words of hope have been given for those who sit in darkness. Earnest, devoted young people are needed to enter the work as nurses. The Lord wants wise men and women who can act in the capacity of nurses to comfort and help the sick and suffering. Oh, that all who are afflicted might be ministered to by Christian physicians and nurses who could help them to place their weary, pain-racked bodies in the care of the great healer in faith, looking to him for restoration. If through judicious ministration the patient is led to give his soul to Christ and to bring his thoughts into obedience to the will of God, a great victory is gained. In our daily ministrations, we see many careworn, sorrowful faces. What does the sorrow on these faces show? It shows the need of the soul for the peace of Christ. Men and women, longing for something they have not, have sought to supply their want at earth's broken cisterns. Let these hear a voice saying, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Weary souls, seeking you know not what, come to the water of life. All heaven is yearning over you. Come to me that ye might have life." There are many lines of work to be carried forward by the missionary nurse. There are opportunities for well-trained nurses to go into homes and there endeavor to awaken an interest in the truth. In almost every community, there are large numbers who will not listen to the teaching of God's Word or attend any religious service. If these are reached by the gospel, it must be carried to their homes. Often the relief of their physical needs is the only avenue by which they can be approached. Missionary nurses who care for the sick and relieve the distress of the poor will find many opportunities to pray with them, to read to them from God's Word, and to speak of the Savior. They can pray with and for the helpless ones who have not strength of will to control the appetites that passion has degraded. They can bring a ray of hope into the lives of the defeated and disheartened. The revelation of unselfish love manifested in acts of disinterested kindness will make it easier for these suffering ones to believe in the love of Christ. Review and Herald, December 24, 1914.